Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No one left. I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of slime. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign.
Welcome to episode 280 of 4th and John. I'm Gail Sonner here with Evan Hollywood Hearn and Mr. Primo in the building. Tonight we're gonna talk about our Eagles Autism Challenge experience. We're gonna do a little recap tonight. You know, some might be asking where we were last week. It was definitely a moment of time to reflect on what's going on in the nation and what's going on with these. Whether it was in Buffalo or in Texas, just as a group together, we had these conversations off air and just. You know, we had to take a step back and just take a break, take a mental break. And our hearts are with everyone out there in Texas. Tough scene. I know a lot of us were feeling it's hard to describe. I saw a post by Mal the other day, kind of reflected on what he was thinking. It was kind of I was kind of feeling the same way. I know Evan. We had conversations off air, separate, prime as well. How are you guys feeling otherwise?
It's obviously, it's still heavy, man. Still something to think about. Yeah. And honestly, like just going back to last week, like it's just one of those things where we talk sports. We don't talk politics. We don't talk about policy, anything like that. I mean, we know the Eagles, like we, that's what we talk about. And to just jump on and act like nothing else is going on last week and talk about the Eagles and talk about the practice and talk about the autism challenge. It just felt weird, felt wrong. Cause there's bigger things in life than, the Eagles. There's bigger things in life than sports. And all the things that, we see happening in our country. I think whether you are Republican or Democrat, I don't think anybody's happy with, the violence that's going on in our country. There's no complicated answer for a complex question. We've come on this show time and time again and talked about this sort of thing. And we just want peace, man. We want a peaceful society where we can talk about our birds. That's all we're here for, bro. Prayers to everybody involved.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tough subject. It's a serious, tough pill to swallow and all that stuff. It touched me, being a father of three beautiful children, man. It's a touchy subject. I don't want to dwell too much on it. I don't want to get back into my feelings because, just like last night, just sitting there, still getting more details about what happened. It's just like, it's hitting home, man. Like, I would go above and beyond for my kids, above and beyond. So like that day, I could not let go of my two children that I'm here with, I try to reach out to my oldest. She was young when the one up by you, Gail, had happened
yeah.
A while
Sandy
back.
Hook.
Yeah. Sandy Hook. She was young, and then like she was a child, you know, like around that area when that happened. And then I got these two. I mean, my daughter's 5, my son's 2. They really don't know, but it's just like still, you come home, you hug your children, and you're like sitting there, man, and just watching them. So like it really hit me hard. I just couldn't let them go that night. It's tough, man. So, you know, definitely prayers out for those families. You know, it's a real serious situation, and it's hard to even speak anymore on it, man. Like
it's wild to think about too, because like I moved to Philadelphia. I grew up in the burbs my whole life, and there's obviously more crime in the city than there is in the suburbs. And when my family, when I moved here, they're like, oh, it's dangerous there. You got to be careful, blah, 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 blah. My sister just graduated and she's becoming a teacher. And I'm more fearful for her and her next 20 years of her career than I am about living in Philadelphia. And that's crazy to me. She worked because she's going to work in a school. I'm scared for her to go to work. It's not right, man. It doesn't happen anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a conversation that it definitely needs to happen. I think, you know, I think the conversations have been more intense that I've had with mutual friends and stuff. I feel like, again, we talk Eagles, but every now and again we need to take a mental break. We always talk about mental health around here, and I think that's what we're doing. But on a positive note, thanks to a lot of you guys, we got out there, did some good. You know, we always, you know, talk about getting out there, creating experiences. I think that's what we were able to do 2 weeks ago at the Eagles Autism Challenge. You know, overall, the Eagles do a tremendous job with this event, raising money for you know, the autism community. Over the last 5 years, what, $16 million? This year they raised like $4.1 million at the event. And it's just a moment. Not only are they giving back to the autism community, but the Eagle players themselves, coaches, staff members are out there just breaking bread with fans. Like it's a great experience that, you know, you're raising money for a great cause. You're out there meeting your heroes. And I mean, if you're talking about meeting your heroes, I got to see Ev.
I got to see
Ev in a like he turned like 14 years old in a matter of seconds. He's out there getting his jersey signed by the GOAT himself. Look at that face. That's like, dude, just had ice cream. he, you know, not only did he get the jersey signed by, you got Devontae Smith as well. I mean, what was that experience like?
Dude, I mean, going there, there was a few guys that I really needed to make sure that I locked down. I ended up securing both of them within like the first half hour of being there, that being Jason Kelce and Devontae Smith. I brought their two jerseys in my backpack just because like those are like, dude, I'm a Jason Kelce stan through and through. Just, you know, I have been for the longest time. He's one of my favorite Eagles ever. And you know, I could take you back to the exact spot I was standing when he made that speech that we all think about when we think of Jason Kelce. It was awesome, dude. And honestly, like, I highly encourage anybody that's never been a part of the Eagles Autism Challenge to get involved next year. It's a crazy, crazy experience. It's not just a charity and a walk, but like you have this opportunity to meet all of these. You can meet every single player on the team, all of the coaches. You're just doing the 5K walk, and you're just walking right next to a mountain of a man in Jordan Mailata. It's a crazy experience, man, just to sit there and shoot the shit with the players.
I mean, it was definitely exciting, man. You know, we woke up early in the morning. We started texting each other, making sure that we were up, ready to go. 5:30, 5:45, we got there. We came up with a great game plan. A lot of the crowd was on the one side of the rails, and me and Evan, we know, Gail, you were busy trying to get autographs up on the upper end, but like me and Evan, we were like, look, we're going to stay put. These guys are going to eventually come to us, because we were where the camera was at. Mm-hmm. They were focused on getting interviews with these guys, so we were like, look, we're going to stay put here, and the crowd was on the other side. So we were like, as soon as we started seeing that, I told Evan, I was like, look, man, if I got to push you and we got to go chase Jason Kelce down, it is what it is, man. But we're going to get you that autograph. And, dude, he was just like, I'm telling you, man, he was just like running to get Skittles put on his vanilla ice cream. Like, it was crazy. Like,
Someone reached out. They were like, oh, you guys are on Good Morning Football at the moment. And look at Mally and Ev and Lexi as well. If you want to, like, Mally is a collector. He's a guy out there who knows how to get what he wants to get signed. So you just stick with him. It'll be good. This is my third year. You know, it's a great opportunity to actually have these conversations. Like, to me, I was geeked out. I think pretty geeked out for me. I was meeting Stoutland. I think meeting Stoutland to me, to me, he means a lot to this football team, the foundation of this team, talking about the offensive line. I was like, dude, I said, when are you going to run for mayor? Because I think you could win this thing. he's a funny dude. He's just, you really realize what his connection is to these players. Because he was out there with Kelce. And then Stoutland's wife gives Kelce a big hug. I heard, you know, Stoutland's wife is kind of like the mother hen. She keeps all the offensive linemen, significant others, invites them out to dinner. But you see what Stoutland really means to the guys. What other moments?
I'm glad that you brought up Stoutland, just because, like, that was one that really clicked for me as well. I remember, like, I have never met Jeff Stoutland. I've only heard, you know, a very small handful of interviews. Not a guy that gets interviewed very often. It's usually the Sirianni's and the players and all that. But I, in my mind, created this personality of what I thought Jeff Stoutland would be like. And I kind of pictured this, like, drill sergeant, takes no shit type of personality. And he was the complete opposite, dude. I don't know how he is out on the practice field, but, like, he's like a fun loving, like, totally nice guy, totally down to earth. So you just go up to him and have a conversation. You know, ask for a picture. He's the nicest guy ever. It was awesome to see.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that, man, because running into him and then, like, as soon as I got next to him, he looks up, he looks at the helmet, and he's like, yo, that's a neat helmet. And I was just like, yeah, you know what I mean? Keep an eye out for it, because it's going to be there every Sunday supporting you guys. And then at the very end of the event, as we're coming in through this finish line, he stops me in my tracks to say, hey, listen, I need to take another picture with you in the helmet. I say, yo, that's what's up. Like, absolutely. So, you know what I mean? When Stoutland wants, Stoutland gets, you know what I mean? So I definitely pulled out to the side. You know, gave him the opportunity, but
tell us about this opportunity here. You meet Jordan. Well, Davis.
Yeah,
standing up on a curb right there, or
yeah. I'm gonna go ahead, but I still feel like I'm about his height, so you know what I mean, don't hype it up. But
you ain't 6'5", dog. Get the fuck out of here.
We're walking, and these two are across. Yo, these guys, you want to talk about geeking it up? Like, the whole squad geeked it up. They literally wanted to cut through the walk just to go get the autographs. So I'm like, yo, relax, man. We only got to go up a little bit further and then make a quick U-turn. And we're going to run into these guys. I get it. But you know what I mean? Like, hey, it all worked out perfect. We continued to walk. We finished it out completely. And then once we got to these guys, hey, it was just crazy. It was a great moment seeing Jordan Davis and then N'Kobe Dean, man. As soon as I saw N'Kobe Dean, I couldn't help myself. I started yelling out, we got ourselves a linebacker. And at the same time, not realizing some of our original linebackers are walking by. and I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, well, okay. Like, you know what I mean? Hey, it is what it is. But, yo, N'Kobe Dean was cool. You know, Evan had his moment with him as well. Yeah,
so, that was I think I got under his nerves a little bit. I'm going to be honest.
What happened?
Dude, I asked him how his leg was.
Oh, this guy. Yo, he stopped his autograph in the middle of an autograph.
He's just straight up goes, what do you mean? What do you mean? He was like all offended by it. I was like, dude, like, you look good. I was just trying to make sure you're feeling good, bro. Like, no, but I get it. He's excited to get out there, and he's probably
this guy. Honestly,
I want to make sure he was good, bro.
How's the how the MRI look?
Yeah, he was like,
that's not what I said. That's not what I said.
He told us straight up.
I wasn't asking for specifics.
Yeah, but he told us straight up. He was like, yo, don't don't be asking me that, man. What's wrong with you? Like, let's not talk about that.
I didn't think it was off. Considering the guy's walking around on both legs, he looks great. I figured that was fair conversation.
James wants to put you in the bathroom, Ev.
That's fine. I put myself in the bathroom all day that day.
You know, that, I mean, I think it was funny because I put this photo on Facebook and people were like, dude, this linebacker looks tiny, dude. Like, I told you he was too small.
We're all standing.
I was like, bro, like, curb, man. I said, we're on the curb. He is on the pavement. I was like, I promise you, he's not that small. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I didn't think you guys were that big either. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, relax.
I say, like, whoa, relax. Okay, relax, relax.
Jordan Davis. I know there was a question earlier asking how big Jordan Davis. Let me tell y'all, man. Jordan Davis, huge, is huge, bro.
You can spot him from huge. Across the freaking room, man.
Yeah, man. He is huge. The dude is. I hope he just doesn't go past where he's at. Stay at the spot where you're at, man. But he's huge.
I felt like Jordan Davis and Kobe Dean, they got a great opportunity to meet the fan base. Like, it was like there was this rookie event going on. They sent who do they send? What's one, our backup quarterback? Our
Gardner Mitchell?
No. A rookie, Carson Strong, and they're taking a big photo with all the rookies. And you're like, where are the Eagles rookies? Well, they were at this event. So I mean, I'm glad that the Eagles made sure they got out to this event to meet all the fans out there. I think they've really got a firsthand, basis of like what the fans were that day. So, I mean, they were taking pictures, and I thought Jordan Davis represented himself well that that day.
I think everybody did, really. I mean, there wasn't really any kind of Eagles that I walked away from and thought to myself, like, wow, that guy really had to stick up his ass or something. I thought every single one of them, everyone had a good attitude. They were all class acts.
Yeah, there was one moment that we ran into Marcus Epps, man. Down to earth dude. He was real polite, real cool, was walking with us. And we asked him a couple questions, and I even pulled him to the side. I was like, look, man, straight up, I know everybody's talking about safety, and if it doesn't happen, we got you back. Like, we have some confidence in you, man, because you stepped up big last year, and I think you're going to be really good this year. He was really, you know, he appreciated that, man. He was like, look, I appreciate that, and I'm here to show. This is his words out of his mouth. I'm here to prove them wrong. You know what I mean? That I am that guy. I was like, that's what's up. That's what I love to hear.
Mm-hmm. I was impressed by his demeanor and the way that, you know, he carried himself. And obviously it's a great opportunity for him to, like, take his game to the next level. I felt like you know, he's walking, and all of a sudden his family, he loses his family. His family's like looking around. I was like, he's back there signing autographs. So the fans, they realized what Epps could potentially be. As we were walking in that same path, we come across Jordan Mailata, and Jordan Mailata was, when I tell you, he's just a natural when it comes to like talking with fans, totally himself. There's never a dull moment with him. He's actually going to be part of the Prime family. He wants a Prime helmet from Prime. I mean, Prime is he's starting to pass these helmets around the city, so you're going to start seeing these elsewhere besides on Prime. But Jordan Mailata will be getting a Prime helmet.
Yes, he will, man. I put it in the works. Already ordered the helmet, so as soon as he gets here, he's going to work. He's going to get it.
He's a funny dude, man. Like, he's just gigantic. Like, Jordan Davis is big.
Oh, man.
Jordan Mailata is actually a little bit bigger.
Yeah, go ahead, my bad.
I was going to say, like, I took a picture of him just to get, like, the glimpse of he had a drawstring bag on his back. And I was like, dude, he makes that thing look like a little, like, something you'd carry with two fingers, man. And it's just strapped across his back. That was cool, though, because he was, like, sitting there in the beginning part of the race with us. And we were just sitting there shooting with him. Go ahead.
You guys are dads. So my daughter, there's these new toys now. Like, they really make these mini versions of our everyday food, our daily supplies. So what I'm getting at is, like, this is what it felt like seeing that string bag on Jordan Mailata. Like, it was one of those little shocking bags on this huge ass dude. Like, it was just funny, man. Like, I wish that we would have posted it up, but I mean, like, even the number, it was, the bag was even smaller than the numbers on the back of his jersey. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, that's the comparison that I see. These little shopping things that my daughter gets, that's how small that bag looked on that big man.
Right. And he had just gotten engaged as well. So I was sitting there just talking to him about his engagement in the Reading Terminal Market.
Yeah,
that you was get cool. You get engaged in the Reading Terminal Market. You got your Philadelphia lifer, man.
So that's the first. That's where he first had his first date.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
yep. Yeah. So Evan was getting the hard hitting questions ready as we're walking along. Howie Roseman comes walking by.
Walking is an understatement.
Power. This power walking. Power walking.
That guy was not stopping for any conversation.
Ev's like walking. He's like, I was like, dude, I'm not chasing Howie. I was like, I am not chasing Howie. I was like,
I would have chased Howie.
We gave him a quick shout out. You know what I mean? He acknowledged. Yeah. He acknowledged.
I mean, and then as we walked along, we bumped into this other dude. You might know him. He's the starter of the Flower Power here in Philadelphia. Nick Sirianni, who also is a power walker, but also a power walker with children. So Sirianni, I'm telling you, Sirianni is a man of the people. He's not, you know, you talk about him being nervous his first time speaking to the people as the Eagles head coach. This guy was working the whole crowd the whole day. How many times did you bump into Sirianni that day?
I saw him a bunch that day.
It got to the point where it got awkward that I'm like, I'm not, now I'm just like, coach. Like,
is coach following me around?
Like, coach, come here.
I actually had a moment with him inside the stadium where his son and my son were playing at the sandbox. So that was cool. Yeah. That's so cool. I actually, you know, I mean, talked to him like quick second. You know, I mean, I'm not, again, I'm not one of those like fans that just keep on bombarding the players or the coaches. So I just kept it pretty simple. He was like, yo, I was like, look, man, I know you got to be excited about this upcoming year. You guys really bumped up on the defense. He was like, hey, I'm ready to go to work. And I just left it at that. I was like, that's what's up.
I actually had a moment with Sirianni where this is later in the day. He's having that dad moment you're talking about. It seemed like his wife was like, you take the kids. I'm done. So he's having a dad moment. I said, hey, coach. I said, I always see you with these custom tees all the time. I was like, where are the custom shoes? And he's like, I don't have any. I was like, he's like, you're going to make me some? I was like, well, you met the right dude. I said, what size you wear? And I said, what kind of shoes do you wear? He's like, I was like, I wear anything. I said, all right. I said, where do I send it? He said, send it to the NovaCare complex and I'll, you know, he's like, I can't wait. So,
so Gail, on a scale of like, you know, zero to kid on Christmas morning, if you saw Nick Sirianni out on the practice field wearing some GS customs, I mean, where's your head at?
I'm probably about a 12, but now here's the worst part is like, now you're thinking like, What would you make Nick Sirianni? Like now I'm scouting all his old photos with his shoes, and I'm like, he's wearing questionable shoes.
New Balances.
And then he's wearing dress shoes with like something else. I'm like, maybe he's a Jordan guy. So what shoes would you pick to put on Nick Sirianni? What say you, Evan?
This isn't an Evan question.
I'm just saying.
I can't even pull one out of the air, bro.
I see Nick Sirianni as a Vans guy, to be honest. I don't see.
Okay.
You can't go wrong with the Vans, man. And you know, you got to go with the Kelly Green edition. You got to pretty much put your signature to it. Like, that's just your thing, converting over to him, because, you know, that's going to be our jerseys this up, you know, next season. So you got to get him into the flow of things, man. So I'm telling you, I think that's the way to go.
What if Sirianni says to you, he's like, I don't really have a particular brand. I'm Frugal Gang. Then you come to me and you're like, what the fuck do we get him?
So Todd's out here saying
Air Max. Our nearest Adidas shop.
Todd's saying Air Max. He was, see, I'm doing my research, not on draft study, you know, draft shoe prep. Study. I'm on shoe study. Yeah. He's been wearing Prestos. I've seen him in some Nike Prestos.
Well, the other thing you got to think about, man, the NFL is sponsored by NFL, so why not? I mean, they're allowed to wear NFL on the field, so I mean, why not? That's another thing.
Terry saying Jordan's. Okay. Mark saying Jordan 3. Angel says Kelly Green dunks. Okay. I'm feeling that.
Bob says, what the hell did I walk into?
Hey, Bob. Bob walked into this from down under. Hey, man. And then Will saying, got to hit him with the Dallas Sucks kicks for girls. I'd go Air Max 90 because he's a throwback.
Hey, there's a thought.
Air Max 90s, man.
See, this like is – if you guys have ideas, hit my DMs. But, again, when we talk about the opportunities, you know, you're doing great out here for the community, for a great cause, raising money for autism. You're getting these great experiences. And, again – I encourage you guys all to come out and just come out here and join us next time. You can join our team. Want to give a big shout out to our Fourth and John team. I mean, without you guys, we wouldn't be able to raise some of the money here. We are at $3,950. So we are $50 away from hitting $4,000 that we've raised.
Not a bad haul.
Shout out to the group. We did a great job. Mally kicking butt, over 1,000. Prime 800. Ev 780. I'm at 750. About to be 800. I think.
Oh.
So we were going to donate 50, the last 50 bucks to get us over 4,000 live. So if you guys are ready for this.
Oh, I'm ready.
Exciting stuff.
Here's a drum roll.
Exciting stuff here.
No, but that's I just want to double down on everything that was just said as well. If you guys, this is definitely something worth marking on your calendar next year. This is an awesome event, and obviously it's a great cause, but the experience you get out of it is totally worth it as well. So, it's definitely, if you have the time next year to go down and check it out.
No, you will make time.
You will make time.
Yeah, okay.
Totally agree though, man. It's one of the best events out there. Again, just the fact that we got up so early, it was a long day, but it's totally worth it. Totally worth it, man. Just being able to run into all the players, get autographs. Yeah, man. I think we all agree it brought the kid out of all of us.
Let's see.
Yeah, just fill out all your personal information.
I'm gonna
get ready because I'm taking a snapshot.
hey, talk amongst yourself as we go along.
Gail didn't think this part of the thing completely through.
Yeah, some of the bikes that these guys had at the events as well was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, we got to give a little nod to E as well, man.
Yeah, man. I
mean, E-Rock showed up. He had the West Coast
bike going on that day.
That shit was tight, dude. I was pretty impressed when he showed up with that. Do you know if he bought that just for that event or if he's been sitting?
Actually, he had told me he had bought it. It wasn't in that shape that he had got it to. He put in the work to get it to where it was at. He did a great job. Custom the seats, custom the handlebars. I know when he showed up at the event, he had some blue dice air. What do they call those things? The air for the tire covers.
Caps.
Yeah, the caps. He had a blue dice. I was like, oh hell no. So here I go searching in the back of my truck. Here I'm carrying some green caps. I was like, look, nice. Replace these babies.
Yeah, get the
threw them on there.
Here.
Yeah, get that blue shit out of here. But yeah, it was a great man. He signed up for the 10K. Even though on that bike he only did like two, so.
Yeah, I know. I was actually interested to see if he actually finished that race or not, because I saw the video he put out later online. He's like, "They said I couldn't do it." I was like, "Did you though?"
He played that one off pretty good. He got back pretty early with the players, and as they were relaxing, waiting for us to come in through the finish line. So, yeah, it was
digging the cap. Gail, correct me if I'm wrong here, but. This logo should be in the lid system, correct?
It could be. It is. But I think you have to sometimes have to have it on file.
To refresh their memory.
Yeah. Is somebody asking for
it? So you're saying when we have it on file, like we should have it like on a USB.
It should be in the like you have to go to the store where we have it uploaded, but you guys have it in your email file too. So we could, you know, if you want a hat, we could talk to you about doing that. So as we update this to stream here again, let's see here.
You got your social off the screen.
Yeah. What's this? Bob saying?
Bob was saying he was trying to figure out if we got any intel or hot takes out of any of the players or coaches, or was it more of just a meet and greet? I would say that there wasn't too much spicy info that was let out. It was more of just shaking hands and getting familiar with the team.
No, I mean, we got to speak to Jeffrey Lurie.
Okay, what kind of spicy intel?
I got to say thank you for the Super Bowl. To me, that was kind of a big moment. It was kind of a big moment. Yeah. Not really intel.
And Jeffrey Lurie was digging the helmet that night, so that was pretty cool. That was a good moment for me as well.
Oh, we did get some intel from Miles Sanders. He said, "Wait till you get a load of AJ Brown."
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So he was very, very excited about AJ Brown. So there's your
little intel. We are.
And on top of that, he wanted me to let Evan know, watch out, because he's going to put in that work to shut your mouth up.
Just watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Okay, so
he had his son at the end. Watch your mouth.
Okay, we're at the let's see here. We're checking out the team. We are at $4,000 raised. So
that's what's up.
So I figured. Go out and eat even number next year. We gotta meet that. Can we do that? Can we agree?
I think we could try.
What is it? There's no try. There's only do.
We have to try to get there. We're not gonna just get there. We have to try to get there.
But big shout out to you guys, man. I appreciate you guys putting in the work. Shout out to Mally. Shout out to Amanda. Everybody was in the last. We were in the fourth quarter. We put in work in the fourth quarter. So obviously, you know, it was a great experience. I'm trying to think of any other moments that I missed. I think meeting Devontae Smith, Jason Kelsey.
I had to go give some love to the special teams, bro. Had to give some love to Jake Elliott.
Jake Elliott, I mean, Gale
was very hesitant. You know how he gets around special teams players.
Minshew in real life is a clown, man. Anybody has a chance to meet that man, he is a straight clown.
Minshew? Oh, yeah. Oh,
he was a clown. He was a clown. And then the Wawa brothers, they had me.
Oh, they're great. Yeah. They're great. They got the great
Wawa brothers. Yeah, they do.
Thank y'all, gents. Thank y'all. First of all, we got to get you guys to come next year with us. Uh-huh. And we might even have to put you on a couch or something. You see Prime's basement down there? Prime's like, don't put nobody in my basement. Hey, if you don't know Prime, he's very particular about his man cave, which any man should be.
He's got a lot of memorabilia down there.
You can't be you just can't be touching shit down there. So we'll put you in a Holiday Inn, maybe. And we're not sponsored.
But putting in that work, man, to put this baby together.
Now, I mean, I know we're gearing up for, it's, you know, OTAs are right around the corner. I feel like this event was, for me, was just kind of just like appreciation moment for what they assembled. You know, at the end of the day, at the Eagles Autism Challenge, we ran into Uncle Don because Uncle Don – supports the brand. He shows up to the tailgates. He said he's gonna come out to a tailgate. Don Smolinski in the house. You know, you know, talk about these conversations that you get to have. I'm talking to Don, and I'm saying, you know what? I really appreciate what you guys did this off season. I said you guys, you hit it out the park. And the look on his face, but the fact that he appreciated, you know, he's like, that's what we like to see. We like to see fans like you. We would like to see your face light up when we talk about the off season moves that we did. So he, I think Howie was walking around chest out because I think he was in.
He was letting his nuts drag.
He had every right to, bro.
Right, exactly. But
every right to.
But they all know, and everybody's been telling them how good a job they've done so far.
That's true. Jim, thank you, man. I actually got this baby about 5 years ago at a Pro Image spot, Pro Image Sports. So that's where I got this hat from. Still looking crispy.
Did you guys like the new training camp hats that were released?
I saw that today. You know, I need time. I need time for it to sink in.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it's I don't know, man. It's like Gail. I don't know. We need to reach out to somebody who's coming up with these designs, man.
I was gonna say because
I bought them. I bought two of them just for collection purposes.
Hey, man, I hear you. I wasn't happy with the draft hats this year, and right now I need some time for these training camp hats to sink in.
Yeah, I mean a lot of these hats I don't like. Just being OCD and being you need to collect things. That's where my head is at. Like, I'll be like 72, like, oh, I missed that hat back in 2022. Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at.
Is it just with the two bars?
It's the it's a camo.
Yeah, it's a camo one, and then there was a plain one. I think it's gray or like light white, something like that.
If it's trash and I put it out as a giveaway, none of you guys that are saying it's trash better not enter trying to win it. We are about to do a giveaway. If you guys are local in the area, Devontae Smith is having a celebrity softball game in Allentown, Pennsylvania. So there's going to be a lot of stars there, a lot of Eagle players, you name it. Darius Slay, Dallas Goedert. Randomly, Jadakiss is going to be there. I don't know what he's going to – is he performing or not? But Jadakiss, you're a rap fan. Jadakiss will be there.
Get a free concert out of it.
There's some heavy hitters there. No pun intended. They'll be playing at where the Iron Pigs play. You know,
yeah, there's a lot of big names that are going.
You know, support the Iron Pigs, you know. Still repping the Phillies. I was getting trashed by Mets fans walking around New York City today.
They own us, bro.
I mean, I can't even.
Yeah, they own us. They own us.
Prime, are you be rolling out to Allentown?
I am. I will be there, and I'm actually bringing the wife and the kids. So,
Yeah,
we'll be there. We'll be
there. Yeah,
we're gonna make it. We're gonna make it a day. You know what I mean?
Wow. Okay. Nice. Okay. So anybody out there, check our socials on Twitter. We'll be giving two tickets away to the Devontae Smith celebrity softball game. We'll be teaming up with them on this giveaway. Shout out to those guys. I got to get that out today or tomorrow. The event is on Saturday. What else? I mean, this episode is really about we just wanted to get back to y'all. I know some people were asking where we've been. That's where we've been. We just wanted to talk about this great experience and also just a hat tip to the Philadelphia Eagles for putting on a great event. Again, next year, you saw what we raised. We can do more. We could do more. So if you want to join our team next year, come out. I might even put y'all up on a couch or something or in a hotel room. If you want to join the event and raise money for a great cause, that would be dope.
I definitely recommend anybody to take up on the opportunity, man. It's going to be a great time. You know, it's definitely worth it. So, you know what I mean? A lot of people are talking about, hey, they wish they would have been there. Well, you know, try to put it into your game plan for next season and go ahead and join us, man. Like Gail said, the bigger the team, you know, the bigger the donations, you know, the bigger we can go ahead and surpass that 4,000 mark.
Okay. Jacob says he wants in. You know, Jacob is from New Orleans.
New Orleans, yeah.
He said he might be moving.
He said he's gonna be up for what's it called, the game that's gonna be at the turn of the year in January.
Okay, nice. Shout out to Birdman. He says I'm going to make it. All right, well, if you are going to make it, join the squad. and walk with this. Hey, I'm telling you, if you Eagle fans, it's a great day, man. Like it's you walk down there in the stadium, you're walking out of the where you could do your little Brian Dawkins dance if you want as you come out. You can bring your kids. There's food, fun.
Yeah, the food was underrated too.
Yeah,
I ate good after that, and yo, it was all provided by the Eagles.
I tell you what, the night before though, the kickoff, the steak was hitting that night, man.
Was it?
Yeah, wow. We were running back and forth trying to get some more of that baby. Like it was.
This dude was eating steak off my plate. He's like, they ran out. I was like, bro, you can have this. I can. Yeah, I was like. Prime, have you eaten? I was like, I'm gonna have to change the name Prime to Prime Steak because Nance was eating everything.
That shit was it, bro. That shit was it.
Jacob says, I'm going to get you on it so I can start booking and playing. Hey, man.
Yeah, they actually open it up like maybe 2 or 3 months before it actually happens, man. So I definitely, like I said,
we got Todd saying I would definitely love to help out. There are a few Bird fans here in South Carolina. I can raise a couple hundred. You can, man. There's opportunities at the back end where sometimes they match. Shout out to the Phillies. Yep. Phillies owner was matching some donations. So if you put in 100, it becomes 200. So they matched up to $150,000 for this event. So, again,
there was a lot of different organizations doing that. Oh. So, depending on what day people were donating,
Further AM's got an idea for some videos. Maybe making off-season training camp video, more the better.
Well, we go to the open practice every year, so you know, what I mean, we're definitely going to have some video when we're at that event. So, absolutely,
we are going to try and get to some of these joint practices. I know. Miami will be a tough one to go to. I'm not sure if I can get into that one. I am going to get into one at least. This is what I've been told. I got one opportunity to, since I won, I got second place in our fantasy football league. Mel's, he said, I will take you to the joint practice. Yeah.
All right.
Just you, huh?
Well, I mean, you had to win in the league.
Whatever, man.
Hey, we'll try our best. Maybe the Jets joint practice, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be cool to go ahead and actually watch this season with the, you know, with all the draft picks they ended up getting.
Deshae says, "What's up, fellas? Y'all see the coaches and players hanging out and chilling together, trying to build up chemistry." Yo, real talk. You know, I got another great opportunity to sit down with the Eagles PR, people in the, you know, who are the backbone of a lot of what the Eagles do out there, by, you know, putting out the messaging that the Eagle want, that they want to portray out there. But it's realistic. Like, we, you know, had a great conversation with somebody who's doing really great work out there for the Eagles. And this is out of his own mouth. He said, Jalen Hurts makes it easy for what I have to do. Like, he makes it easy. He talks about him being a natural born leader. A guy who, you know, I agree, man. These players are gravitating towards Jalen Hurts. You talk about his maturation process. You're seeing it on and off the field. Obviously the players, you know, they're loving Jalen. I mean, I think we're loving Jalen as well. I think that little moment.
QB1.
We got Prime signing the helmet.
Yes, sir.
Jalen Hurts, I mean, he's done a tremendous job being the leader of this football team. I think he's doing a great job. What do you guys think?
I mean, we've talked about Jalen Hurts plenty. I think as a leader, he fits the bill. He comes across as a guy that's able to control a locker room. It's just we need to see that progression as a player. That's really what it comes down to. I think he has all the tools within the locker room and within a huddle to be able to control a team. But yeah, just looking for that second or now third year progression.
Yeah, it's the truth, man. I mean, he's in that position. This is his year to go ahead and step up, and that's what he's got to do. He's got to become that leader. You know, we all pretty much put our cards in for him to go ahead and run this season out. So,
I mean, just talk about the weapons, man. It's been incredible offseason just to see what he has at his disposal right now. I mean, you got
to have no offensive firepower. This season is inexcusable. We have to be in a high powered offense.
Let's speak it into existence. We do have a high power offense. I mean, talk about the offensive line. We saw what they have on paper. You know, Lane Johnson said, it's all hype talk right now, but on paper they have a ridiculous offensive line, defensive line. The trenches are loaded. You got Miles Sanders, who is pissed and ready to go. We got AJ Brown. He's the muscle. We got Devontae Smith. He's the brains behind the operation as a wide receiver. He's the crafty route guy. He's excited. I think.
Look at him. So excited.
That's excitement. That's look at Chris. Chris is excited in the back. But I feel like, come on, man. Like, the weapons wise, you got Quez as wide receiver 3. I mean, there's always guys that are going to be left out. Dallas Goedert, afterthought, right?
Yeah.
As we speak.
Kenny G.
We go 3 deep. We're talking about Boston Scott.
Yep.
I mean, we can go on. I mean, I'm a little excited.
You are.
All right. I went on a tangent. Go ahead.
Are you equally as excited for Calcaterra? You think that's going to be a game changing?
We just talk about a guy who's got, he's got the skill set you like, as a developmental tight end. I mean, Dick Rod's still here.
Yeah.
And we got Action Jackson still. Like, so come on, like, talk about the competition that's in the mix. There's a lot of players here.
No, that's definitely the best part about it, is that we got a lot of guys that are competing for the same position. And that's only going to – iron sharpens iron, and that's going to be what's happening this entire training camp.
Zach Pascal, Greg Ward.
Zach Pascal's a forgotten about one. Like,
yes, there are tons of forgotten pieces.
Yes, he has been.
I think that would be a good idea for a podcast out there. And guys, if you guys have ideas for podcasts, shout out to Further AM. But if you have ideas for podcasts, let us know and we'll get them together. I know we want to have our top Eagles players last year. Top 25. This is always good. Yeah. Putting that out there.
It's always fun to see these two go at it.
I think Kelsey might be.
He might have taken the cake last year.
Yeah. He's taking the cake this year too.
Well, still, yours was Cox, right?
Yeah.
I still meant it. What I said is, like, if Cox is gone, you don't have a backup to fill in. Like, if Kelsey, God forbid, goes down,
now we kind of do.
I mean, you still have Sumalo. You still have a backup.
No, like, but no, I'm saying we got Jordan Davis now.
Oh, now it's on.
Yeah,
it's all, like, now,
I no think excuses, Roy.
Kelsey definitely could take the cake. Definitely, lifeblood of the Philadelphia.
Kelsey, no. Let's speak that back into existence. Kelsey did take the cake last year, and he could take it again this year.
Just admit it, bro. Just like, just let it go.
I know it's tough. It'll taste like vinegar coming out. I know.
But now we actually have. Now we actually have a person here who is going to do what they want him to do in this defense.
He still won't admit it.
I just said that we're probably going to have.
Say Kelsey was more of an impact last year. I said
probably Kelsey's going to be higher than.
You can't do it.
Fletcher Cox.
But anyway.
Good job, Evan. Great, hey, great
thanks,
job,
man. Thanks, man.
Good job.
Appreciate it.
He was only one behind. There was no real argument how important Kelsey was.
Apparently, you forget how small of an argument that was, because we're still talking about it a year later.
It was 2-3. Like,
here we go.
Oh, man.
We didn't even get to that episode yet.
Hey, man. Hey, man. There's a reason you fought tooth and nail to have him one spot high.
So Jim says we're deep at almost every position except safety. So this is a conversation that I think Epps is going to get a shot, though, dude.
I think he will, too. I think he'll get an opportunity, whether he cashes in on it. And, dude, like, we are still – I'm holding out hope that Kayvon Wiles can show me something, dude. I'm holding out hope. You guys have completely given up on – you
but no. All. No. I mean, he's
that, dude. You're talking about, oh, I think Marcus Epps could get it done. And you think Kayvon Wiles is this much further than Marcus Epps as far as development?
I think – yeah.
I think
buy a Kayvon Wallace jersey.
Do you have a Marcus Epps jersey?
If I go get one, you gonna get a Kayvon?
Oh, see.
Actually, I'll go get one. I ain't got no problem getting one. I'll go get one. Can you
put your money where your mouth is?
Yeah, can you put your money where your mouth is and go get a Kayvon?
I live on Wallace Street, so I could just talk myself into saying that.
You're going to go steal the sign?
I'm just representing.
Get out of here.
Nah, it's going to – now, DeShay says, let Epps get a shot. Dude earned it, and Wallace is buns and as dry as a Popeye's biscuit.
I missed the part where Marcus Epps turned into Brian Dawkins, so.
Oh, God.
Oh, look at this guy just crapping all over Epps.
Who's you know crapping? What?
So that's the argument for the
I
top,
said I still have faith in Kayvon Wallace. You said this Kayvon. Guy says fuck Marcus Epps.
Mark Bird says 2022 NFC East champs. This is very possible. Todd says 42 is a dope number. Just not on him. Just not on him. But yeah, I mean, before we get out of here, any last words? We'll start with you, Prime.
You know, it's going to be a hot one this week. Make sure everybody stays cool. Check on your, you know, close ones. Everybody, please just try to stay safe out there. We're going to keep on bringing you some more stuff about the Eagles and, you know what I mean, and our journeys throughout the off season. We appreciate every single one of you guys that are tuning in. You know, without you guys, none of this is possible.
Yeah, so I want to echo that. I want to thank everybody that made a donation, everybody that, you know, helped us be a part of that Eagles Autism Challenge. I hope we are able to see you guys there next year. But some pretty big news dropped today. Mikey Miss out of the mix. That's pretty big. Anybody that listens to Philadelphia Sports Radio. So I just want to – I'm not sure. I didn't read anything about it yet. I don't know why it happened, why it happened so suddenly, anything like that. But, dude, I mean, he built himself quite a name in the past decade and a half, 2 decades. So I want to give him a props.
I hope everything was good. It was very abrupt, so I'm not sure exactly what, you know. But, you know, best of luck, Mikey Miss.
Can't wait to find out what happened.
Jim had one more question. He says, do you think they will put Maddox at safety, possibly since we signed Moreland? Hey, man, it's an opportunity for depth. And a versatile piece. You know, Maddox can play back there if you need him, but Moreland also can play in the slot as well. To echo your guys' thoughts, the Eagles Autism Challenge was a great experience. Again, if you want to join our team next year and help raise money, I mean, look, we only had 5 folks, but we raised $4,000. I mean, like, we could, with more people, the more money we can raise for a great cause. And again, I always say the same thing sometimes. Get out there, enjoy the experiences. That means get out there. That means to come out to a tailgate, come out to an Eagles game, join us on a away game for Philly sports trips, or you could come hang out on Saturday for the Devontae Smith celebrity softball game. There's many opportunities to join your fellow Eagle fans, enjoy the Eagles like I know you know how to as a diehard fan. But I think that's all I got for now. As always, fly, Eagles fly, and we'll see you guys in the next one.
baseball fans. BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.